Howdy, everybody. Welcome to our program. This is English Digest.
Uh-huh.
And today we're going to travel to Central America. It's a good time to start thinking about your future vacations, as it's in the cold month of January right now. Of course, here in Taiwan, it does get cold during the winter, but of course, it doesn't really last all that long. If you're from where I'm from in the northern United States, my goodness, winters are so long and January is so depressing. Oh, it's not going to get warm until May.
Wow.
We've got to endure this cold weather for so long. Of course, we tried to make the best of it by doing skating and cross-country skiing and snowshoeing and stuff like that, but a better thing to do when it's really cold is to just get away from that cold and have a vacation in a tropical paradise like the country we're going to talk about today, Costa Rica.
I hear it's quite popular for people to go to Costa Rica these days.
Mm.
Actually, it's been popular for 10, 15 years. It's very nice. It's very green and beautiful. And if you're an eco-tourist, it's a perfect place for you. Of course, an eco-tourist is someone who, when they go traveling, they like to protect the environment and do things that won't hurt the environment where they are. You can actually stay at eco-tourists' kind of hotels where they won't wash the sheets all the time or the towels. You can save water. So we're going to talk about this eco-tourist paradise. First, though, we're going to read through today's lesson.
Looking for lush rainforests and tropical beaches all within a few hundred kilometers of each other? Look no further than Costa Rica. This Central American country boasts gorgeous scenery as well as some of the richest biodiversity on the planet. With almost 1,300 kilometers of coastline and 25% of its land protected by environmental regulations, Costa Rica is a nature lover's paradise. Costa Ricans, who are primarily of European descent, got the nicknames Ticos and Ticas from Spanish, the country's primary language. Also from Spanish came a fitting phrase to describe the country's quality of life, pura vida, or pure life. A common greeting, pura vida, is much more than just a friendly way to say hello. The simple phrase reflects the happy and relaxed way that Costa Ricans go about their daily lives. In fact, this laid-back lifestyle is one of the reasons why Costa Rica has been named the happiest place on Earth 3 times in the past decade. Costa Rica's prosperity stretches back more than half a century. In 1948, rebels overthrew Costa Rica's dictator, abolishing the military and establishing a constitutional republic. Since then, the country has poured money into social programs such as education, creating the most stable country in the region despite lacking an army. Another notable feature is the country's commitment to sustainable energy. In 2016, Costa Rica generated 98.1% of its power using hydroelectric, geothermal, wind, and solar sources. The following year, it ran 300 days of the year on renewable energy alone. Furthermore, taxes on the fossil fuels used in the country's vehicles and public transportation systems are used to pay for the protection of Costa Rica's forests, placing it firmly on the ecotourism map.
Okay, guys, let's take a look at the title first. If you're conscientious, that's how you pronounce that word, conscientious. It just means you're willing to do what you need to do. You're very well aware of your duty. You do the right thing, right? So if you hire a conscientious worker, it means that worker is always very careful to do an accurate job. They probably always show up to work on time. They're very polite, conscientious. You do your duty well. So conscientious Costa Rica, why is Costa Rica conscientious? We're going to find out. And it's described here as being an eco-tourist's paradise. Paradise, of course, is a place that's just perfect. It's like heaven. And here we're talking about ecotourism generally is about conserving nature, not building all these hotels and buildings, but keeping nature as it was meant to be. So it's a natural environment and you want to keep it that way and protect wildlife. That's ecotourism.
Right, and of course, lots of eco-tourists come here to Taiwan as well because there are lots of wonderful natural areas like the mountains and the forests where you can see all sorts of different kinds of plants and trees and stuff like that. So eco-tourism is alive and well here in Taiwan, but if you go to Costa Rica, we're calling it an eco-tourist paradise. If you like that sort of thing, if you travel to countries to see the natural environment, then you are an eco-tourist. Now, we start with a question here, looking for lush rainforests and tropical beaches all within a few hundred kilometers of each other. Well, look no further than Costa Rica. People travel for different reasons. I'm not really a big ecotourist myself. If I travel, I like to go to cities or towns with lots of old buildings, and I like to talk to people and look at their art and listen to their music and stuff like that. But other people might travel to see the natural environment.So you
especially people like hikers, right?
Sure,
people who
sure.
like to get out there in the wilderness.
Yeah, like people who go to Nepal, for example, want to hike in the Himalayas or something like
That's my friends, yeah.
Right, so you might be looking for lush rainforests, which are forests usually in tropical regions. Mm-hmm. And if something is lush, that means it has lots and lots of vegetation. So you might be looking for a lush rainforest. I guess we could describe the forests of Taiwan as being lush because they have lots of trees and things like that. And also you might be looking for tropical beaches. We don't really have so many tropical beaches here in Taiwan. We've got some, but not nearly as many as, say, the Philippines or Indonesia, or in this case, Costa Rica, you know, with nice white sand and big palm trees and stuff like that. That's what a nice tropical beach would be like, where you can just hang out there, get a suntan, have drinks all day long, and just enjoy life. Be glad that you're alive.
I like that white sand that's very fine instead of the rocks, you know, that are hard to walk on. Well, this country is located in Central America. It's between North America and South America. It's a little strip of land. That's Central America. And here it says the country boasts gorgeous scenery. If you boast here, it just means you have that thing.And it makes you really proud that you have it. Now, if someone is boasting or bragging, they're telling you how good they are at something or how beautiful, maybe a possession they have like a car, bragging about a Benz or something. But here it just means someone has something, in this case it's the country, has something that they're proud to have, and that's their gorgeous scenery.All the pictures I see have very few buildings and just have a lot of the jungle, the very thick, lush green jungle. Looks really pretty. And here our author says it has some of the richest biodiversity on the planet. Biodiversity just means the variety of plants and animals that that particular place in the world has. So it sounds like a great place to go if you love the wildlife, or if you love hiking, you just like to be outdoors. I'm more like you, Tom. I like nice hotels. I like to go to museums, you know, things like that. But if you're an outdoorsy kind of person, and we use that word outdoorsy, just means you like to be outdoors. This sounds like a really good place for you to go on vacation.
Yep. If you're into the natural environment, if you like biodiversity, then Costa Rica is the place for you. Let's talk about some of the features here of Costa Rica.With almost 1,300 kilometers of coastline, or you could say 1,300 kilometers, you could also say that. It's got that coastline there. Costa Rica, of course, is down there in Central America, and I believe the eastern or northern part of the country is along the Atlantic Ocean, and then the other side of the country is on the Pacific Ocean. So, my goodness, they've got lots of coastline there, lots of tropical beaches.And also, 25% of its land is protected by environmental regulations.
Wow.
They've got rules there. They've got laws where the environment can be protected. You can't go into certain areas and cut down trees and build plantations or something like that.
Amusement parks, hotels, no.
Or apartment complexes or something like that. Can't do that there, at least in 25% of the land. Well, because of these things, Costa Rica is a nature lover's paradise. So it's not surprising that lots of tourists from lots of different countries travel to Costa Rica to enjoy the natural environment there.
Yeah, it's a nature lover's paradise. A lot of people are nature lovers. They love to be outside in the wilderness. So Costa Ricans, that's what we call people from the country of Costa Rica. Costa Ricans, who are primarily of European descent, got the nicknames Ticos and Ticas from Spanish, and that's the primary language in the country. Now, if you're using primarily, which is an adverb, it just means for the most part, the majority of the folks there are actually from Europe. They have European ancestors, or they descended from European ancestors. So descent just talks about people you came from. Who are your relatives that lived before you? So they're mostly from Europe, which makes sense because we had explorers that discovered South America, Central America, and a lot of them just settled there.
Right. Of course, in Central and South America, they have different kinds of populations there. Mm. Some of the countries have more white people than other people, like Chile and Argentina, I understand, are mostly Europeans, or they have large European populations there.
Lots of blonde hair in Argentina.
Lots of white people.
Yeah.
But if you go to places like Peru or Mexico, they have lots of mixed populations, which is called
indigenous people.
The mestizos, basically, a mixture of Europeans and local Indian people there. So at least in Costa Rica, mostly the people are of European descent, and they have the nicknames Ticos, if you're male, and Ticas, if you're women.
Huh.
That, of course, is from Espanol, their main language there in Costa Rica. And also from Spanish came a fitting phrase to describe the country's quality of life, pura vida, which means pure life in Espanol, and that is a phrase to describe the country's quality of life. I guess it's also a greeting there, which we'll get to in just a couple of seconds. But right now, oh, I am so exhausted doing all this explanation. I need to have a little bit of a break and turn things over to our Chinese teacher right now.
大家好，欢迎收听 English Digest， 我是哈利。今天我们要阅读的课程是 Unit 15的第一天课程。首先我们看到这课的标题 Conscientious Costa Rica An Ecotourist's Paradise。 形容词 Conscientious 的意思是 Working hard and careful to do things well， 也就是指认真勤奋的，负责尽职的。例如Tom is a conscientious student who always hands in his homework on time. 汤姆是个尽责的学生，总是准时交作业。另外 ,conscientious 的名词为 conscience, C-O-N-S-C-I-E-N-C-E, 意思是良心。例如 ,I didn't do anything wrong, so my conscience is clear. 我没有做错事，所以我问心无愧。另外标题有一个字 ,ecotourist,以 eco 开头的字首有表示生态环境的意思，例如 ecotourism ECOTOURISM 是指生态旅游， eco-friendly ECOFRIENDLY 是指环保的， ecotech ECOTECH 是指环保科技。我们接着看到第一段的第三句，This Central American country boasts gorgeous scenery, as well as some of the richest biodiversity on the planet. 这个中美洲国家拥有美丽的风景，以及地球上一些最丰富的生物多样性。动词 boast 在本句是拥有，以有什么自豪的意思。例如 ,The museum boasts a large collection of Vincent van Gogh's paintings.这座博物馆以大量收藏梵谷的画作自豪。另外 boast 也有自吹自擂夸耀的意思，片语 boast about something 或 boast of something 就是指夸耀某事物。例如 Kevin is a humble person who never boasts about his achievements， 凯文是个谦虚的人，从不夸耀其成就。 我们在看到这一句有一个很多人在使用时会使用错误的字，那就是 scenery。 scenery 是风景景色的意思，尤其指美丽的景色风景。要注意的是， scenery 为不可数名词，所以不可以写 a scenery 或是 sceneries。 例如 I like to take the train so I can enjoy the scenery along the way。 我喜欢搭火车，这样就可以欣赏沿路的风景。文章的第二段提到哥斯达黎加的语言受到欧洲语系的影响。我们看到这一段的第一句， Costa Ricans who are primarily of European descent got the nicknames Ticos and Ticas from Spanish, the country's primary language. 主要是欧洲血统的哥斯达黎加人从该国的主要语言西班牙语中获得了 Ticos 和 Ticas 的绰号。副词 primarily 意思是原先、主要的。例如 The advertisement is primarily aimed at teenagers. 这个广告的主要对象是青少年。名词 descent 在本句是血统的意思。Of 什么 descent 是指有什么的血统。例如 Stella is of Asian descent. 史黛拉有亚裔血统。Descent 还有下降、下坡的意思。例如The steep descent leads to a magnificent lake. 这个陡坡通往一座壮丽的湖泊。Descent, D-E-S-C-E-N-D, 则是 descent 的动词，意思是下降，为什么的后裔。片语 be descended from somebody 就是指为什么的后裔。例如 This scholar is said to be descended from Alexander the Great.这位学者据说是亚历山大大帝的后裔。另外名词 descendant, D-E-S-C-E-N-D-A-N-T, 是指后裔、后代子孙，相当于 offspring, O-F-F-S-P-R-I-N-G. Raymond always says he is a descendant of Confucius, but no one believes him. 雷蒙总说他是孔子的后裔，但没有人相信他。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue with our lesson. We're talking about Costa Rica. We're talking about the fact that...It's got lots of coastline there, which means it's got lots of beaches. And, of course, 25% of the land is protected by environmental regulations. That's cool. So it's a nature lover's paradise. And then we learned some of the nicknames there, Ticos and Ticas, for the people who live there. And Spanish, of course, is the main language there. And we also ended by talking about phrase, I guess a motto there, Pura Vida.It's a Spanish term for pure life, and it's a common greeting. Like, of course, in Spanish, most of the time you say, Hola, ¿qué tal? ¿Cómo estás? How you doing? That's how you would greet people in a lot of Spanish-speaking countries. But here, I guess, in Costa Rica, they greet each other with this phrase, Hey, pura vida! ¿Qué hay de nuevo? ¿Cómo van las cosas? How you doing? And I didn't know that. I've never been to Costa Rica myself.
Yeah, but I didn't either.
I guess it's more than just a way to say hello. This simple phrase reflects the happy and relaxed way that Costa Ricans go about their daily lives. So they're not really uptight and working really hard like people from Hong Kong or from Japan or something like that. No, people in Costa Rica are laid back. They are relaxed. Don't ever think that they're lazy, okay? Don't do that. They're just laid back. There's a difference here. They enjoy their life and they think life has a good quality. And this is how they go about their daily lives. This is how they conduct their daily lives. They're fairly relaxed. They don't worry too much. And it's a great place to spend some time.
Sounds great. Yeah, a lot of different nationalities get a little bit stressed with life, especially if you live in a big city. But when you get out into nature and the country, you find people who are a little bit more laid back, relaxed. They don't run from appointment to appointment. I think there's even a difference between the folks that live in the northern part of Taiwan and the southern part. It's a little more relaxed down south. It's the same in any place that is more nature, surrounded by nature than city. So let's go to the next paragraph. It says, Costa Rica's prosperity stretches back more than half a century. When you talk about prosperity, it's the state of being prosperous. If you're prosperous, you're doing very well financially. You make a good living. You enjoy life. You don't have to worry about paying your bills so much. Why was Costa Rica prosperous? Well, let's go back half a century or 50 years. Back in history, in 1948, that's when the country changed very much. It was a big, big change. They used to have an awful dictator who was the ruler of their country. If you have a dictator, you have someone who has all the power in a country. And they usually rule in a very mean way. They're not kind to the people. If you do anything wrong, they kill you. So you don't want a dictator. Well, back in 1948, the Costa Ricans were unhappy with this dictator, so they got together and they rebelled. Rebels here is the noun. If you're a rebel, you're someone who goes against authority. You don't like what's happening, so you go against whoever's in power. And usually, it involves weapons, so people die. Well, these rebels overthrew the dictator there in Costa Rica back in 1948. If you overthrow somebody, it just means you go up against them, you're opposing them, and you take the power away from them, and it's usually through force. So that's when the country changed to a large extent. They abolished the military and established a constitutional republic. America is actually a constitutional republic as well. That's how our country is run. That's how it operates as a constitutional republic. If you abolish something, you get rid of it entirely. We use this word a lot in America when we talk about slavery. When the black slaves got their freedom, we said we abolished slavery. So to abolish something is to put some sort of system or practice or even some sort of organization or institution to an end. It's over. You get rid of it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the day when they abolish income tax.
Oh,
boy, I would like to stop paying tax and the government could get its money from some other place. But back in 1948, the dictator was overthrown and they abolished the military there. That's kind of extreme there to get rid of the army, the air force, the navy and stuff like that. But I guess they've been able to do it and they've got this constitutional republic. And since that time, the country has poured money into social programs, because they don't have to pay for weapons and stuff like that. They've got lots of money there, so they pour it or spend a lot of money in social programs. And some of the examples we have here, or at least one example, is education, so they can go to school and learn lots of things. And that has resulted in the creation of the most stable country in the region, despite lacking an army. So we often hear about problems in various countries there, especially like in Honduras or Nicaragua.
Guatemala.
And Guatemala and Panama, they seem to always have these problems. But Costa Rica, boy, you never hear about them.
No.
They just enjoy life so much. Gee, how did they do it? We could learn a thing or two from them.
Wow, they've been very successful. Another notable feature or something that you want to pay attention to, if it's notable, it's worth looking at, is the country's commitment to sustainable energy. So they're trying to save natural resources by using sustainable energy like wind power, solar power. If you have a commitment to something, it just means you are determined to do something. You're dedicated to some cause or activity, and they're very committed to sustainable energy. So in 2016, Costa Rica generated 98.1% of its power using hydroelectric, geothermal, wind, and solar sources. These are all sustainable because once you use that energy, it's not used completely. You can still have that energy back. You'll always have water. You have that geothermal, means heat from the earth is producing power. Wind, of course, wind power. And solar sources, solar energy comes from the sun. If you generate something, it simply means to produce. So you could either use produced or generated. They're both the same. So produce or create, that's the meaning of generate. You could have a great idea for a party with your friends, and someone could say, oh, you've generated a lot of excitement among our friends because they sound like they really want to go to this party. It's fun. So generate is to create.
Indeed, and this is quite surprising here. 98.1% of the power there is generated using renewable resources with, rivers and, volcanoes and wind turbines and solar panels and stuff like that. Well, the following year, it ran 300 days of the year on renewable energy alone.
Wow.
That's a lot. Renewable here means energy that you can use again. It's not like petroleum or gasoline. Once you burn it, it's gone, and you can't replace it. Wind is always there. The sun should burn for billions of years.Etc. And furthermore, or in addition, also, taxes on the fossil fuels used in the country's vehicles and public transportation systems are used to pay for the protection of Costa Rica's forests. So, of course, we've got fossil fuels, which would be gasoline, coal, and we've got these transportation systems like buses and stuff like that. So they've got to pay taxes if they use gasoline or coal. And then that money from the taxes is used to protect the forests in Costa Rica. And that places Costa Rica firmly on the ecotourism map. So that's the trend nowadays, to protect the environment and to convert to renewable resources and quit using that polluting gasoline and stuff like that. It seems to be the wave of the future, and Costa Rica is leading the way. Okay, that brings us to the end of our explanation for today. Time now to hear from our Chinese teacher.
文章的最后一段提到哥斯大黎加的一些特色。我们看到这一段的第四句 Another notable feature is the country's commitment to sustainable energy. 另一个值得注意的特点是该国对永续能源的承诺。名词 commitment 有承诺、献身的意思。Make a commitment to do something 就是指承诺去做某事。例如 I don't remember making a commitment to help you. 我不记得我有承诺要帮助你。另外 commitment 的动词为 commit,意思是犯罪、承诺、委托。Commit a crime 就是指犯罪。Commit suicide 就是指自杀。而片语 commit oneself to 加名词或 ving 就是指致力于某事。例如 ,the volunteer commits himself to helping orphans. 这名义工致力于帮助孤儿。另外我们看到这一句有一个形容词 sustainable, 意思是Able to continue without causing damage to the environment, 也就是可持续发展的、永续的。例如 ,the government is now promoting the sustainable development of agriculture. 政府正在提倡能永续的农业发展。以上就是今天的课程,谢谢大家收听。
That's it for today, guys. We're sure glad you joined us. We have another day to talk about this beautiful country of Costa Rica. We hope you'll join us then. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.